Luke chapter 13. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Yeshua answering said to them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were sinners above all the other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But except you repent, you shall all perish likewise. Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But except you repent, you shall all perish the same way. He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit from there, and didn't find any. And he said to the dresser of his vineyard, These 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I do not find any. Cut it down. Why does it cumber the ground? And he answered and said to him, Master, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and give it dung, fertilizer. And if it bears fruit, good. And if it does not, then after that you can cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no way lift herself up. And when Yeshua saw her, he called her to him, and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, and praised Yahweh. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Yeshua had healed on the Sabbath day, and said to the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The master then answered him and said, You hypocrite! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loosen his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to water? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? When he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the honorable things that were done by him. Then he said, Unto what is the kingdom of Yahweh like, and unto what shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and became a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, Unto what shall I liken the kingdom of Yahweh? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And then said one unto him, Master, are there few that be saved? And he said to them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to do so. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, and you began to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Master, Master, open up to us, and he shall answer and say to you, I do not know from where you are come. Then you shall begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you have taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I do not know from where you are come from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of Yahweh, and you yourselves are thrust out. And they shall come from the east, from the west, from the north and south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of Yahweh. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying to him, Get out, depart from here, for Herod will kill you. And he said to them, Go you, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets and stones them that are sent to you, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not have any of it. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. And truly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh. End of chapter.